Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We bring in now our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett. Seth, how you doing today?
What's going on, man? I just evaded the women's soccer team ticker tape parade.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
I had a meeting across the street from where that podium is.
Wow.
And I had to swim upstream to get out of there in time.
Yeah, that's talk about that. That's swimming upstream, no doubt about it.
No, they deserve it. They deserve it. But why I had to have a meeting scheduled for the exact same location, that is the good Lord above playing a trick on me.
Yeah, that's, man, but what an exciting time actually going through the Canyon of Heroes in New York, too. I mean, what a tremendous event.
Yeah, trying to get out of the Canyon of Heroes. That's
right.
Exciting time, too.
Right. Hey, let me ask you this. Bob Nightingale wrote a piece in USA Today basically saying that baseball is at a crossroads, something you've been preaching for quite some time. So,
sure.
And as I sat here this morning, we started talking a little bit about this, and I thought it was interesting. They were showing a lot of the cool faces and a lot of the new names and kind of reintroducing you to some of the old names of baseball. And for baseball to be better, I mean, we talk so much about pace of play. We talk about nets down the lines and such. I mean, but the one thing that people keep bringing up and over and over and over again is baseball used to be a sport where you could spend $30-$40, take your kids, go sit in the bleachers and enjoy yourself. And now even the bleacher seats are up over $20 a piece. It's all price. People are saying, look, I don't want to go because, one, teams in my area aren't competitive, and, two, I'm not paying $100 just to go sit in the bleachers.
I mean, I don't see it that way. I see it as, you know, people spend a fortune on concert tickets because the shows are worth it. People go to Broadway shows, and they'll spend a fortune for tickets. Tell somebody who spent $500 on Hamilton tickets for 2 hours. You know, like, they want to do it. I don't agree. Make the product better. That's all I ask.
Yeah.
Well,
that's part of it, yeah.
Better.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that.
I'm not worried about cost. I don't tell people how to spend their money. And I always will say publicly whether or not I paid for something. For example, when I take my kids, I will tweet that, a team gave me tickets or if I purchased them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have full transparency with that kind of stuff. So I don't tell people how to spend their money. But I just think that if the product was better, we wouldn't be talking about ticket prices or other such costs.
Now, here's the worst thing in the world that any owner wants to hear, but I think at this point in time you might want to consider it seriously, and that is contraction.
The union would never go for it. That's not happening. But here's a word that ask me this question. What was my biggest takeaway from last night?
Boy, that's a great question. I the game wasn't thrilling, but I really enjoyed some of the interaction when they had the guys mic'd up, and it made the game more interesting to watch.
Here's my one takeaway. I watched the first half of it at a restaurant with friends, and then I watched the second half of it at home. I logged on to Twitter on my, I wasn't going to be rude, at the restaurant. So I logged on to the Twitter around the fifth or sixth inning, and the word boring was trending nationally.
I can see that.
I wanted to screen grab it. On a night when the only thing going on in sports is your commercial all-star game, the word boring was trending nationally on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I will tell that to Bob Nightingale. He's a dear friend of mine. I'll tell that to any writer. When you have a sport that finally has the showcase of the country and the word boring is trending, then we have issues.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a bona fide crisis. Rob Manfred sounded like he was lost yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
Tony Clark, the union head, sounded completely on point. And I have no favorites there. You know, I have relationships with both. Tony Clark said baseball needs to figure out what it wants to be. And that's completely accurate. The argument about the baseballs, and I have a proposal. I want to get your thought on a proposal. I'm kind of bogarting your segment here.
That's okay. Go ahead.
What my proposal is, because everyone has theories about the baseball, right? Justin Verlander, waxes poetic in a press conference, and he gets ripped for it. He got called into an office and ripped for it rather than say, hey, Justin, can you sit in on a committee meeting? What I would do is, starting Friday, the regular season starts Friday, I would take last year's balls They exist. I guarantee you they haven't all been destroyed. Get Rawlings to take last year's balls and for 2 weeks, 14 days, insert them into circulation. Take all of this year's baseballs and put them in a locker or a room or something. And take the 2 weeks and compare home run totals for the Friday, coming this Friday, for exactly 14 days to the 2 weeks prior to the All-Star break. Try that. And let's get a sample size and see if the baseballs are the reason why the home runs are at such a record pace. The baseball is set to set a home run record this year by 400. So we're not talking about, small numbers. This isn't a close race. This isn't Maguire Sosa here. This is, the sport is in a complete transition. My theory is there is something going on with the baseball, but I think it's more the mechanics and the launch angle and all the things that you and I have talked about in the past. Try it for 2 weeks. And I'm saying this, Rob Manfred is too scared to do it.
Here is my question, though, and this is hard for people to consider, but I, in my opinion, the home run has been bad for baseball.
Oh, of course.
It has been bad for baseball because you've got way too many people now with grip it and rip it mentalities, and if you're not jacking a three-run homer, then you're not scoring. And when you're talking about the ability to hit and put the ball in play, go the opposite way, hit and runs, move runners over, you know, fundamental baseball things that we hear continually preached by some of the, quote, old-school managers,
contact
and making the game exciting in that sense, home runs have been terrible for baseball.
Well, and that's why people question me, you know, when I said I will not watch the home run derby. I don't want to celebrate it. It doesn't do anything for me. And I have a rule. I've covered baseball for 25 years. I've been to 13 All-Star games. If I'm at the All-Star game, I will go to the home run derby. But if I'm not at the game, I am not watching a home run derby. I don't think that's what sells baseball, and I don't think it does a good job. If that was worth it, and by the way, you know, they change the rules every year. Vladimir Guerrero, last I checked, wasn't an All-Star. And do you notice how they didn't even allow him on the field yesterday? Like, what did they tell him?
Yeah.
Like, you did this amazing job. You're a future star. Go home, little boy.
Right.
That's allowed?
Yeah.
And, by the way, did you see all the posters? When they did the panorams, did you see the posters for Bryce Harper?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Didn't somebody get a memo that he didn't make the All-Star team and to take those down? I would rather you have a blank space than have Bryce Harper there, because that's, to me, insulting.
Yep. No, I completely agree. I've said all along that I think when you look at the All-Star game, your showcase piece, yes, it is a fan piece. It also should be the best of the best. But people also don't appreciate a pitcher's duel or a guy getting out of a bases-loaded jam. What people appreciate is the grand slam and the base knocker. Look, I go back years ago.
Bill, that's not true. What you're saying is people don't mind a pitcher's duel with defense and flow.
Correct.
What people don't want is the abundance of strikeouts.
Correct.
And, you know, the MLB app is posting alerts for how many strikeouts each pitcher had as they're coming into the game. Again, if you're going to talk about home runs and strikeouts, that's not selling the game.
The thing I keep going back to, Seth, is years ago I had a conversation with Robin Yount, who said the most underappreciated play in baseball is the triple. And that when you actually have a ball that's ricocheting around, guys trying to stab it, guys checking the outfield as he's rounding second, heading for third, the throw, overthrowing, underthrowing, hitting a cutoff
man. The mental.
Correct.
All
of that. He said that is the most underrated play in baseball, but yet that is the most exciting play that will bring people to their feet. Yes, the majestic shot brings people to their feet. But to watch a guy be able to circle the bases and do something like that is such a rarity. So I keep thinking to myself, if baseball did not have juiced baseballs, and instead of these balls leaving the ballpark, they're instead ricocheting off the top of the wall, you've got more exciting baseball.
I think that, you know, there's a lot of things, if we wanted to, and, you know, we're in limited time, but, Bill, if you want to do a podcast on what we loved, past tense, about baseball, there's reasons why I came to the sport. Like, I'm not a player. So I came to this sport because, as a broadcaster, I saw the many facets of the game. What I'm suggesting now is baseball needs to figure out what kind of a sport they want to be. Because if you are going to do, and I took issue with this, and I said it on Milwaukee Radio earlier in the week, the promo video that Christian Yelich and Cody Bellinger did, you know, the MVP video that they did, 75% of that was home runs.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what makes them MVPs.
Right.
And Cody Bellinger and Christian Yelich know that. And what I'd like them to do, and I'm not calling those two guys out because it's the whole sport, is I'd like the sport to figure out what it wants its identity to be. And I think that what happens, because unlike, and I got into a debate last night on a national show because somebody said that this is, you know, baseball is you know, responds to controversy. They responded to the Black Sox scandal, and they responded to the steroid scandal, and they responded to all these different scandals. This isn't a scandal. They're teaching launch angle.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask the GMs, they will never say on the record the game is broken. But I did tell you what Brian Cashman told me a few weeks ago, which is my job is to win, not entertain you.
Right. No, I appreciate that. I do. I just think that baseball itself has a responsibility to bring certain things back to the game, and it's not up to each individual. The players are trying to win and do their best. But if you realize that the balls aren't juiced and not every ball is flying out of the ballpark, and instead it's going to the wall, to the warning track, and you're seeing guys making diving plays, and you're seeing guys bringing balls back, and you're seeing balls bounce off of the walls, and guys are taking extra bases, suddenly you've got more athleticism in baseball and more excitement in baseball rather than just going, okay, a home run, a guy trotting around the base, next up.
You're absolutely right. I have been instructed by scouts about why launch angle makes sense. And the idea of launch angle is what you're saying is, if you are going to have an at-bat where there's a shift on, and you're going to pull the ball and you're going to hit it right to their infielders, arc your bat so that it goes, so that the ball lifts in the air. And I say, well, what if you don't make contact? They say, it's no difference, right? There's mm-hmm. no difference, and the risk-reward is worth it, because if they do make contact, they will hit a ball in a gap or over the fence. I understand from a competitive standpoint why that strategy is implemented. That is boring to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yep. Like when I say that, and they say they are taking young kids out of high school and they're putting them in these minor league systems, and system-wide they are implementing this because this works to win. And you're like, and the evidence of that is, look at all the home runs being hit. You know, and this is the number I gave you a couple of weeks ago. 22 out of 30 teams are on pace to hit over 200 home runs. So it's working. The problem is that the product on the field is not better because of it. And ratings are down and attendance is down. And I say, you know, because I'm out in Wisconsin, you know, be immune to this, because you have the only pennant race in the sport. There are five of six divisions that are essentially decided right now, and teams are being accurate. You know, the Cleveland Indians are considering selling, even though they are, if the season ended today, they are in the wild card. Because it is not worth retarding your rebuild for the minuscule possibility of winning the wild card game and then a five-game series against the team with the best record.
Yep. No, I get it. Seth, always good, buddy. I'm glad you swam upstream, got out of the celebration, and now you get to go on with the rest of your day.
Can I have 30 seconds?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, Noah Syndergaard, Wisconsin fans? No, 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 no. He is dumb as a box of rocks. He is not a good starter. He will be a relief pitcher, and unless you're going to put him in your bullpen, he's not worth one player.
All right, there you have it. Seth, you the man.
See you guys.
Appreciate it. There you go. Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider. And I said, look, Noah Syndergaard's not having a great year this year, so you're not going to be willing to give up a ton for that guy. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, I've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRODUCT or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.